In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's 5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the drive, I'm just looking up Jim Harbaugh doing a press conference. Nick Sirianni. That game last night, like, those are two teams that have playoff-worthy records. I don't know how good either of those two teams
are. Oh, my gosh. I was listening to the game while I was working out, and I was like, wait a minute, turnover? Another turnover? Like, the ball's on the ground.
Yep.
And Kevin Harlan's like, oh, the Eagles have it. No, they lost it. The Chargers have it. The Eagles have it.
It was nuts.
It's crazy.
And both of those teams are still in the hunt, right? Like, they're in the mix. But, you know, and Dan Ball, would you like the floor for like 30 seconds? Because I know you're a big believer that Jalen Hurts might be the most overrated player in the history of the world.
I think that's a little strong. I just think the fact that if he didn't have 10 members of his offense shoving his ass over the goal line, we'd be talking about Jalen Hurts in a much different light. Same could be said with the fantastic coordinators that he had, Kellen Moore and Shane Steichen, when they were winning and competing for Super Bowls. That's all. I think he's a very talented individual. I think he earns a lot of the praise that he gets. But to have him anywhere near the top five quarterbacks in the league, even top 10, I think is a stretch. And I just want to make sure that it's known that he's not really that elite of a guy. He's not that great of a quarterback. Thank you.
Yep. And it feels safe to say that we're not going to see either team that was in the Super Bowl last February in the Super Bowl again. I just can't envision the Eagles going on
no,
a run.
No.
They have no flow, no momentum. No.
They'll win out in the regular season because
no
they
joy.
Play trash the rest of the way, but it's a mess. They don't look like they're having any fun.
No. It's almost like nobody likes each other. Like, none of those guys, we say vibes a lot. There's one team I will not say vibes about, and that will be the Philadelphia Eagles. No vibes, sir. Yes, Dan Ball?
And we all want to say at the same time whose fault that is. 1, 2, 3, Nick Sirianni. Yeah, thank you.
I'm not a Sirianni guy. Go back to that press conference. We were right. We were wrong for a while, but now we're right. The guy's not a great coach. All right, Stiz, 504-56, time for the drive. Okay, in case you missed it earlier, we have some related news to the Red Sox desires this offseason. We have some actual news for the Red Sox. The actual news, they traded Vaughn Grissom to the Angels for a minor leaguer. Yes, Vaughn Grissom, who they received in the Chris Sale trade but never really caught on here, did not play in the big leagues last year. They still need a second baseman. They just don't want it to be Vaughn Grissom. They've moved on from him. And they have to move on in their pursuit of Kyle Schwarber because Kyle Schwarber has signed with the Phillies. 5 years, $130 million. Ted Johnson, before we get into all the other rumors and reports and linkings to the Red Sox and going on at the meetings, just in general, Kyle Schwarber off the market. How are we feeling as this offseason and their pursuits advance for the Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, that's a bummer because I'm a big Kyle Schwarber fan. However, he's pretty much just a DH at this point, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to say, who would you prefer, Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, I'd still say Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to get what Kyle Schwarber got, which is kind of interesting when one – you know, plays a field position. But so the guy I'd still want over Kyle Schwarber is Pete Alonso, and he is still out there and available. So everything I'm still hoping they can achieve, they can still achieve.
And it's starting to feel like, I know I tweeted this, Lou Maloney, I love his walking videos. I think he had to do two in succession this morning because as soon as he did one video, there was news and he had to do another. Oh. But he said, now it feels like it's Alonso or bust for the Red Sox. Like you, there were two big bats out there. You said you were going to go get a big bat. One is gone. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's only one left.
Let's go.
Fitzy, I mean, is it Alonso or bust? Do we have any confidence that you can get Alonso to leave the Big Apple and come to the home city, basically, of his wife? Do we have faith?
Yes. Yeah, John Heyman was doing a live stream earlier today, and he still is of firm belief that the Red Sox get two big bats. And granted, he also included Bregman as like in one of those tiers as like an upper tier bat, and then had some other ones mentioned as well. To me, it's Alonso or bust. It's been that way all the way through Hot Stove. It's going to continue until I hear that he signs on the line that is dotted for someone else or in the Red Sox. And I can't see, why would he go to Baltimore?
All right, Fitzy, you brought up the Heyman audio. Let's hear from John Heyman and what he thinks the Red Sox might be going to do.
Teams making most moves. I'm going to say Red Sox. We've talked about them. I mean, they're going to end up with either Bregman, Bichette, or Marte. And plus, they might get Alonso. They've talked about Okamoto. They've talked about Polanco. I think they're going to get two bats. They need the two bats. And if they do get those bats, they're ready to go. I mean, I think they're a big time. Let's do latest on Alonso now. He's coming here. We know that. The Red Sox are going to meet with him, and the Orioles are going to meet with him. I'm told there are other teams. I don't know who those other teams are. I don't think it's the Mets. The Mets said they feel like they know Alonso. I think Alonso feels the same. I'm not reading anything negative into that. It better be the Mets, although I'm hearing some more buzz that the Red Sox are pretty doggone serious about this. I know the Red Sox like Schwarber, and obviously they didn't get Schwarber. Alonso's a better fit. Right-handed bat, got the green monster. Their best hitters are left-handed. I think they're a real threat. And, I have guys coming up to me and say, why are the Mets letting this linger again with Alonso another time? And it's a little bit odd. It really is. He's their all-time home run leader.
All right, so pretty doggone serious the Red Sox are about Pete Alonso, and the Mets aren't closing the deal. And I don't know if there's animosity for these last couple years. Ted, you could probably speak better to this than we can, but, like, he signed a one-year deal last year. At some point, do you just say, like, you know what? The Red Sox freaking want me, and they're offering a multi-year deal that's more palatable. Is there ill will from past negotiations that can spill over into current negotiations?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. People say, well, you took the deal. It's like, yeah, they forced my hand. So there's instances where guys aren't happy with the contract they got. Signed it still, and they were, but still weren't happy. I don't know. Pete's been, I don't know how long Pete's been around, 8 years, I think I looked, yep. saw, mm-hmm. but has he won anything?
Nope.
You want to win?
Yep.
The Mets are supposed to have this great super team, but we saw how they did last year, so why don't you come on over here, man? We got something special brewing here. Why don't you be a part of that? So, I don't know if he's in that Alex Bregman kind of category where he's still ring chasing, but hopefully he is. The thing you worry about is the more guys that go off the board, the higher the price.
Right.
That is the one thing. So, if you want to drag your feet and you want to slow play it, do it at your own peril, Red Sox. But if these guys, if you strong arm these guys or you kind of try and wait them out or just slow play it like some teams like to do and you get caught kind of with nothing, kind of what happened to them maybe at the trade deadline, I think they thought they had a guy that was pretty much in the bag. Turns out that wasn't the case, and then they remember how we hammered them for that. So you got to be very careful in these negotiations. Do not overplay your hand too much. If you got a guy, go get him.
Fitzy, I had read the quotes from Heyman that said they're going to get one of Bregman, Marte, Alonso, but now hearing the quote, he says it very definitively. So let's just say John Heyman knows what he's talking about.
And he's there. He's at the winter meetings talking to all those people.
He's doing live streams and everything from the winter meetings. So let's just say he knows what he's talking about and they're going to get one of those three. What is your ranking of those desires? Bregman, who we now have all these reports that Bregman remains the top target for the Red Sox. Bregman, Alonso, Marte, how would you power rank those in terms of the fit for the Red Sox this offseason?
Alonso, Bregman Marte, as in the most coveted power right-handed bat, the devil that you know, and a very intriguing infield option that can kind of do everything and is also much younger than Bregman. So that's an easy one. Alonzo, Bregmania, Marte.
I'd probably power rank it the same way.
Same way, yeah. The one thing that Marte I brought up a little bit earlier, digging in, is he's a good player. He's an all-star caliber second baseman. That sounds good, right? You got a second baseman now. You can put, if you lose Bregman, you can put Meyer at third base. That's a nice infield.
If you lose Bregman.
But Marte, there's these rumblings that in Arizona, teammates were annoyed with him. His house got robbed, and he kind of disappeared for like 3 days. He freaked out. He doesn't play as often as maybe you'd like. I think he's only topped 140 games like once in X number of years.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is there a concern there, Ted, of that being an issue, like the type of person you're bringing in when you're comparing him? Maybe if you're deciding between Marte to trade for Marte or sign Bregman, how much does clubhouse matter?
Look, I would argue it matters more than people think. People tell me that in baseball it doesn't matter. You can have a bunch of guys that hate each other. That it's at the end of the day, it's just, you know, the batter's up there. All he's got to defeat is the pitcher, and it's not a, you know, kind of quintessential team sport where you need other guys to do their jobs if you're going to be effective at your job, or baseball is just, did you make the play or not? But I'm kind of a, I feel like the profile of this team is younger, right? It slants younger. And so you need good vibes. You need a clubhouse where everyone's getting along and pulling in the same direction. So, look, are you, I mean, the best evidence I can suggest that would show you how much they feel it's a big part is Rafael Devers was traded a third of the way through the season because he wasn't getting on board, and they worried about his influence on the younger players. So I think this team is going to be conscious of who they bring in, the personalities that they bring in, and the influence they will yield with the younger players. I think that's going to be – and it should be, I think, a big part of their decision-making.
I believe all of us here on WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy, love a good Will Fleming tease when he gets emotional on
like
Twitter.
A few other things.
Oh, okay. So whether it pays off or not, we can debate in the next few days because we've been down both of those roads, I think. Sometimes it pays off. Sometimes his teases don't always pay off. But Will Fleming, about 4:20, tweeted out, quote, "I believe the next 72 hours are going to make a lot of Red Sox fans smile. Way, way too much chatter and info from people I respect." So Will Fleming, who we've gone down this road before with, promising things and highlights and big maneuvers. How do we feel about Will Fleming saying the next 72 hours, a lot of Red Sox fans are going to be smiling?
I mean, how do you not love hearing that everything, like that Sox fans are going to be smiling? Like, if he's hearing the same things that everyone else is. But I will say this, he was right once before, like pre-Devers, right? There was he had his finger on something big going down. Devers gets traded. Then there was the trade deadline one, and he was all about something big happening. Nothing happened, and then you went on your tirade.
Yes,
I do worry a little bit because I think Will's. I love Will. I think he's so good at his job. Oh, I think he's excellent, but he gets a little too excited, and I don't want to get too excited, Will, because then the fall just is much harder. So I don't know. I mean, unless we have him on tomorrow, then I think everything he says is great, and I can't wait. But I do look at some of his stuff and get look at it with a kind of the turn of the eye, because I do worry that you know, his excitement maybe is isn't gonna, you know, really reveal what he's hoping he's getting excited about.
I'm telling you, with 100% certainty, they want to get right back in the higher echelon with all these young players getting involved. They're gonna spend.
They're gonna spend 100%.
I heard Pete Alonso.
Well,
did
that's,
you hear that translator?
You know what? Through our translation, the WE Afternoons translation, that would say yes. Pete Alonso, Bregman gets signed, and then another big bet.
But now you're getting greedy. Now you're just
No. They need Bregman. Brings you back to last year.
Yes,
you got to add two more guys on top of Bregman.
I was going to say, technically speaking, in a weird way, Bregman brings you back to last year. Alonso brings you back to the start of last year when you had Devers.
Correct. Because
they're kind of in the same mold there.
And now you get another
What's next?
Guy. Yes.
Go get Marte, and you got an infield that is potent.
That's it.
That's an all-star caliber infield.
Hell yes.
All right, Ted. So we've gotten your opinions on the Patriots-Chiefs dynasties, but you're a little bit biased, clearly. You played for the dynasty, especially the first half of it. So we talked to Mark Schlereth, as we do each and every Tuesday at 2:30. And we wanted an unbiased opinion on the Chiefs dynasty, where it's going, is it dead, and all such.
Is it really unbiased?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope it's the end of the first run, and then I hope they don't have a second run. You know, the odds are they probably will, and Patrick Mahomes is, you know, all everything incredible. Oh, my goodness. All bow to the altar. I hope they lose every game. You know, and then ultimately, they've got the, I hope they get flexed out. This is my biggest hope. I hope they get flexed out of the last game of the season because they're so bad. And then Fox chooses to put me on that call so that I can be the guy that talks about the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs. And as much as I hate the Raiders, and I hate them with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns, my hatred for the Chiefs has become greater than that of the Raiders. And so I would become a big Raiders. I'd wear all black, maybe a black with a silver shirt, maybe a, you know, an off-silver tie, and I would be openly rooting for the Chiefs to lose in the booth. So maybe it could happen for me. Who knows?
Not that you've thought about it or anything.
Yeah, this sounds very spontaneous.
No. Not that I have looked down the schedule and going, you know, maybe this could happen for me. It would be like a great little holiday gift for me.
You're right, Ted. I'm not sure that was unbiased.
Yeah, that was not clearly unbiased. I'll just go out and say that. But I love that the I love that whole kind of response from him. But you know, one of the more embarrassing things for the Patriots teams were getting flexed out of primetime games in the last few years.
Yep.
And that is can you imagine a team like the Chiefs that was part of the highest rated regular season game ever? The highest rated, the most viewed in the NFL regular season in the history of the NFL was just a couple weeks ago against the Dallas Cowboys. That team gets flexed out in 3 weeks from now. That would be insane.
But it could happen because that's the path they're going down in terms of the playoffs. They're not eliminated, but I mean, I think I saw if they win out, they only have a 54% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they need a lot of help to get in.
So, even if they can get their ish together and win out, it doesn't just mean you automatically are back in the playoffs.
There's still a slight, Phillip Rivers may not save the Colts. The Chargers have a brutal schedule the rest of the way, even though they're much further along with 9 wins as opposed to the Chiefs 6.
The Chiefs, if they don't make it and they have a better record than any team in the AFC North, and the AFC North goes in, what are we getting rid of the divisions?
Yep, that'll be the talk in the offseason. They'll put one of those proposals together for some league meeting. 617-779-7937. We did get a couple text responses to the Will Fleming hype, and in different directions. 207 says, sounds like Pete Alonso's coming aboard.
Oh boy.
Okay. And then we got the 413, I'm not buying Fleming's hype. So we have some counter opinions on there. Then there was also a shot at poor Diana Russini, who was, you know, she's not even part of this. They said, John Heyman is the Diana Russini of MLB. So,
sounds
track the same records.
Too. Can be bought.
Absolutely. But they all can be bought. Who knows? It's a business, information, commodities.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
There's a lot going on.
Do they tell everybody?
everybody that before they give the report out?
They don't. Okay. They don't. But right. I'm going to choose, as I try to, be optimistic.
Will Fleming knows what he's talking about. 72 hours. And we are efforting to maybe talk to Will Fleming tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons. But I'm choosing to stay optimistic that we're going to have some big news later this week. So for somebody, could be your guy Bregman, could be Marte, could be Alonso, as you said. Could be some grouping of those. Couple, two out of three would be nice. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we told you yesterday when we were talking to Drake May, he is currently leading the National Football League in Pro Bowl votes. So therefore, I asked a question. Does that mean he's the most popular player in the NFL right now? Is Drake May the... Save it for the next segment, Ted. Is Drake May the most popular player in the National Football League? We're getting ahead of ourselves, or are we accurate? That's next here on WEEI. But first, for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Full on, balls on the table.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.